Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with a good friend, Noel, from his mansion out in New Hampshire, a friend Kathy's. And last time, if you haven't listened to it, please go back and listen to part one, where she shares her own journey of a life that had discouragement, where she was invited to just go talk to God by a professor, and she actually did, and then God walked her through teaching her to trust Him and who He really was, and she was completely transformed, and then was led by God to her assignments, and so we're excited. Thank you, Noel, and thank you for sharing that last time. And I think when we left last time, Kathy, you were suggesting that we have her share a story. But why don't you go ahead and set it up, and then we'll have Noel kind of go into it and walk us through how this all came about.
Yeah, this story does not need a big setup. It is incredible. It's one of my favorites. And it is the story of how God led her to start a house of prayer in New Hampshire, actually, and then truly His supernatural work every step of the way. I have heard this story multiple times now. I have had her repeat it to my daughter and my daughter-in-law. Anybody that can hear this story, I think they need to hear it, because it's such an incredible example of seeking the voice of God, listening, hearing it, and stepping out on faith and trusting that you hear, and then Him delivering as only He can. So, beautiful example that goes with our whole segment on hearing God's voice. So, yeah. Noel, from there, just share it, and don't leave the details out. I always say God is in the details, and the details in this one are fantastic.
Yeah, thank you, Kathy and Rich, again, for this opportunity just to get to tell you what the Lord did. The Lord did this every step of the way. So there was a building in the town over, and I drive by it every day, you know, to go to and from town. And it has had restaurants in it throughout my, 10 years of being here. Probably 7 or 8 restaurants in and out, failing frequently. But it's a beautiful brick building. And I would drive by it. And once again, the sign, restaurant for lease, with the phone number, was up on the window. And I was driving by it this one day and saw the sign. I was like, wonder what'll go in there next, what kind of food this time. And all of a sudden I heard, sensed in my spirit, however you want to describe it, I heard, call the number. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense, so I'm gonna ignore that. So kept driving.
So with you, God, we're getting a pattern here. God saying, "No, daughter, I want don't ignore. No, don't ignore that. No, please don't ignore."
Yes. He's extremely merciful.
Yeah,
to me, Rich.
That's it. Yeah,
and very gracious. Yes, yes. That's my tendency, is to ignore, and then He reminds me. So I drove by it again the next day. Same thing happened. Call the number. Mm. I'm like, I don't want to open a restaurant, and I have no money.
So, yeah, but once again, we call that the yeah, but.
So it doesn't make sense. I mean, I ignored this for, it must have been a couple of weeks. And then I'd be at home with my kids, though. And the building would start coming to my mind, and I'd hear, call the number. And I was like, oh, man, now I got to ask Him about it. So I was like, okay, is this You, Lord? Why would I call this number? What would it be for? And I just kept hearing for prayer. That's all I got. That's all I got. So I still kept, I just didn't, I put it off. I was like, this is crazy. I'm going to put it off. So eventually then, though, either he just gave me supernatural courage, or I just got up the gumption or was annoyed and tired of hearing this over and over. And so I was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to call. Who cares? I'll talk to a person. I'll never meet them. It won't matter. You know, I'll never hear from them again. So I called the number, and a gentleman answers. And I said, I see you have a restaurant for lease. And he said, yes, I do. And he gave me all the info on it. He said, are you interested? I said, well, I don't want to open a restaurant. And he paused and he was like, okay. I said, and I have no money. And there was a long pause at that point. And he said, okay. I said, but would you be open to it being used for something until you get a renter? And he said, that depends. Like, what would it be used for? And I said, the only thing I had kept hearing, I said, for prayer. And shockingly, I didn't get hung up on. He said, let's meet next week. So we set up a time to meet the next week. I was shocked and I was all nervous. I remember, you know, the next week, the night before, I had not ever really experienced that kind of spiritual battle. I mean, I was tormented all night with accusations of how foolish I was. And, you know, the next morning I woke up and I, you know, I prayed through it and I went to sleep. And then I woke up and I was like, okay, whatever. I'll meet this person. I'll look foolish. It's not a big deal. I'll never see him again. I'm going to go. I'm going to follow you, Lord. This is what you want me to do. So I went, I met with him. He was a very kind guy, but he's a businessman. You know, he had about 2 seconds to talk to me. So he brings me inside, shows me around. It was this beautiful, you know, these wood floors, brick walls. And he was like looking around. He's like, okay, so what do you want to use this for again? And I said, honestly, I'm not entirely sure. I said, but just as a place for people to come. And I'd probably have like coffee and water and couches and people could just come and connect and pray together. And he's like, huh, okay, well, do you think there's a market for that? I said, that is a valid question. I said, I don't think there's necessarily a market for it. I said, but I do think it's a need. I think that there's a lot of people who want to connect to the Lord and want to explore that connection. But if you put a sign on the door of a church that says prayer meeting tonight, only people who are comfortable going into a church will go to it. So I'm hoping it'll be a more neutral space. And you know, I just threw it out there and he is walking around thinking, you know, he's thinking hard. And eventually he walks over to me and he says, all right, how much would you use it for? And I said, I mean, I can only use it like one time a week, like one night a week. So that's all. And he said, all right, you can use it. And I said, really? He said, yeah. And I said, okay, well, how much would it be? You know, it would be once a week. You know, how much would that be a month? And he thought, and he said, nothing. And I was like, what? He was like, yeah, I'm not looking to get rich off this place. Like, it sounds like it'll be good for the community. Why not? So he said, but you have to promise me you will leave once I get a renter. And I said, you have my word. You know, I will leave if once you get a renter. And he said, all right. So he said, let's set up a time next week to talk details. So I left that being like, what is happening? What did I just even sign up for, you know? And is there a way out? Can I get off this train? You know? And so then I met with him the next week, you know, and he was like, okay, here's the number of the town newspaper. You can put it in the newspaper. He took me over to the Chamber of Commerce, met, you know, was like, hey, this is Noelle. This is what she wants to do. Can you put it on your calendar? And the man was very kind and was like, sure, sounds like it'd be good for the community. And but then he said, the owner did say to me, he said, well, I have to call the other towns person and the building inspector, and I don't know what they're going to think of it. And I said, okay. And within an hour, he calls me back. He's like, well, they both were on board, which is surprising to me. Yeah, right. So I was like, huh, okay, yeah. So then, you know, it comes time to set a date. So I set a date for, it was like Friday, June 23rd, that it would first be open. And I'm asking the Lord, Lord, I don't have anything to put in this space. Again, do you remember? I have no money. What am I going to do? Like furniture and everything. And I just kept hearing, I'm going to tell you each step and I'm going to provide everything. And so it would be things like I'd get emails from people. Hey, I've got a couch. Do you need a couch by any chance for anything? You know, this one day I was driving down the road and I was like, I really need two comfortable chairs, Lord. Two comfortable chairs would be really great. And I heard him say, turn in here. And I look to my right and it's Ollie's Treasure Shop, which is a consignment shop. And I go in there and they rarely have furniture right in the front of the, like never do they have furniture in the front of the store. I walk in and right there are two comfortable chairs. And I just look at the owner and I say, how much for these two chairs? She's like, 20. And I was like, I'll take them. That was the most I spent on anything. And just things kept coming my way. So I was asking the Lord, you know, what is your heart for this space? You know, what should I call it? And I just kept getting this picture of the Father resting in the home, in a home, and beckoning his children to come talk to him and sit on his lap and talk to him. So, right. So I felt led to call it the living room. So that's what it was called. And it opened on June 23rd and it, you know, it, the first night was beautiful. I mean, every night thereafter was really cool. You know, different people would come in. It'd be different every time. Every Friday afternoon, I'd have all this angst and anxiety of like, what am I doing? You know, and the Lord would just say, all you got to do is open it and I will do the rest. And so did that every Friday night. Eventually, this little community started to join of people who had never met each other but lived in the same town, all went to different churches. You know, some went to a house church, but they just loved it. And so many people would come and be like, I'm only staying 20 minutes, and they'd stay for 2 hours, you know. And it's very organic. You know, I set up one kind of quiet room with stations, different ways to engage in prayer, kind of solo and by yourself. And then there was kind of a communal room for people to just come. They didn't have to pray. If they didn't want to pray, they could just come and get coffee and relax. And then there was a back room for people who really wanted to go after it together and pray together. You know, I can remember at one point there was a group of people from 5 or 6 different churches there who had never met, who were just seeking the Lord together. And so about a month and a half into this, maybe in July or August, I forget when, I was approached by this amazing, godly, kind couple who wanted to hear the story. They had heard a little bit about it and wanted to hear the story of how it came to be. And so I met with them and got to share it with them. And at the end, they said, we really feel led that the Lord wants us to support this. So we will lease this place for you if you want to make it permanent, which was shocking. And I said, I will pray about that. Wow, thank you. You know, so I went to prayer over it.
And they weren't normally in town, right? Weren't they?
They live in Florida. Visiting?
Yes.
They weren't visiting and they live in Florida. And yeah, just a very, you know, a couple who really values prayer and love the Lord. And so I really went to prayer over it then, you know, because I was thinking, I'm just doing this until he gets a renter. You know, I don't know if this is going to be permanent. And then this happens. And so I said, Lord, do you want me to do this? Do you want me to take them up on this offer? And I just kept hearing him say, no, this is not the permanent space. Just ride this out. Ride this space out. So I did. And around October, I got an email from the owner saying, hey, there are some people who are interested in leasing. So just wanted to let you know, which was really kind of him. So I went to prayer hard again. And I said, Lord, are you sure? Do you want me to take them up on this offer right now? And I just kept hearing, no, there's another permanent space, but it's not this. Let this go. So I did. And I got the call. I needed to get my stuff out. So I, all, now by this time, I've accumulated all these couches, chairs, with nowhere to put them.
That's right. The good news is you have it. The bad news is you haven't.
Exactly. So at this point, you know, I'm not entirely sure that, that there is another space yet. I don't have it. The Lord hasn't led me to it yet. So I said, Lord, I'm going to put this stuff in a storage space. And I found a really cheap storage space. This is one of those details, Kathy.
Yes, I
found a very
cheap
storage space that would be cheap for 2 months. But starting December 1st, it would go up a ton and I wouldn't be able to afford it. So I said, Lord, if there is a space, would you help me find it by December 1st?
Right.
So, you know, all my regulars came, they helped me put everything in the storage space. And then at that point, I'm getting texts from all my regulars, right? They're like, there's this place for lease. There's this place for lease. There's this place for lease, which was very kind. And I, you know, went and visited several spaces and I asked the Lord two things. I said, one, when I enter the space, would you make it so clear that it's the place you want? Make it so clear in my spirit. And it'd be really awesome if it had four rooms, mm-hmm. just saying. So then, you know, I'm looking, not finding anything. And I asked the Lord, where do you want me to look? And I kept hearing Henniker, which is another town close by. Something about it being within walking distance of New England College in that town. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay, you know, I'll look. I couldn't find anything. One day, this little office space pops up online and I sensed I should go look at it. So I called the owner, called the number, and we set up a time. This was a Monday. We set up a time for me to go see it on Friday morning. And then Thursday morning rolls around. And I kept getting the sense, go today, call the owner and ask if you can go today. So I called and he was like, yeah, I'm actually here right now. You can come if you want. So I get my kids in the car, we go, and I see the office space. It was a beautiful office building, tons of little offices inside, but it wasn't right at all. Like it, you walk in and there's the office space that was for lease was way up on the second floor. There was no elevator. It was very inaccessible. And I just really got a sense that it should be accessible. And it was about a mile away from the college. So I left. I kind of said, thank you so much, you know, for letting me see it. He was very kind. And I left feeling a little confused because I was like, Lord, I thought you really wanted me to go see this today. So I'm driving towards the center of town. And I said, okay, Shepherd, lead me. Where should I look? Thinking maybe he would tell me within the next couple days or the next couple weeks. But immediately I heard, go to Daniel's. Daniel's is this little restaurant right on Main Street in the middle of the town, right on the same street where, you know, the pharmacy is and the pizza shop is, you know, and a bunch of college housing is. Mm-hmm. And so I drive up. I'm like, okay. So I drive up to Daniel's and I'm looking around. There's no sign anywhere, you know. So I'm like feeling a little foolish. And I'm like, okay, what do I do now? And I heard, drive around back. So I drive around the back of the building and it's right by the Contacook River. And I drive down to the behind where Daniel's is and I'm looking. No signs, nothing to tell me there's anything for lease there or any open spot whatsoever. So now I'm feeling really foolish. I'm like, Noelle, just go home. So I'm turning my van around, and right as I'm turning my van around, a gentleman walks out the back door right next to my car. And I look at him and I see and recognize that he's the owner of Daniel's. I've never met him personally, but I've seen him in the restaurant when I've gone to eat there before. And I just kind of look at him, and I was about to drive away and I heard, talk to him. So I roll down my window and I say, hi, sir. Are you the owner of Daniel's? And he said, yeah, I am. And I said, okay, this is going to sound funny maybe, but is there any office space or space for lease or for rent that's open or somewhere around here? And his eyes got really big and he was like, yeah, I have an office space, but I haven't even put it up for lease yet. And I said, okay. And he said, do you want to see it? And I said, I would love to see it. He said, okay, drive around front. So I drive back around front and I get out and we introduce ourselves to each other. And he said, you know, I haven't cleaned it yet, so don't judge it. I said, don't worry, I won't. And I follow him inside and there's this beautiful ramp right inside the door. And I would not have known this was an office. It just looked like a house. And there's like this side door in. And when I went in, there was this pretty little foyer with like a, you know, a receptionist desk. And I thought that was it at first. And he said, yeah. And then you walk back down this hallway and there's four office rooms. Mm. And I mean, I walked in and immediately it just felt right. You know, my spirit was just like on fire and it felt so homey and cozy with these wood floors and these like beautiful beams. And it felt like a hug, you know, and I immediately just said, oh, this is perfect. You know, and he was like taken aback and he was like, well, that's good to hear, I guess, you know. And so I said, okay, I need to talk to some people. I'm very interested. Can I be in touch with you? And he said, yeah, sure. And he was like, what would you be using this for? So I told him and he was like, huh, do you think people will come to that? Good question. Good question. I said, I had a place and in my experience, I do think people will come to it. And he said, okay, we'll be in touch. And so I called, you know, the very kind couple who had offered before, but I hadn't talked to them for months, you know, so I didn't know if the offer still stood. And they said, yes, the offer still stands. And in fact, we're going to be in town this weekend.
Hmm. Why don't Again, we all go from Florida all the way up to New Hampshire.
Florida all the way up to New Hampshire. Why don't we go see it together? I said, yes, let's do that. So, you know, it was actually on a Monday morning and we went and saw it and took them inside and they both just immediately started crying and said, you know, I told them the story of how I had found it, how the shepherd led me there. And they said, yes, this is it. We'll put an offer in. And, you know, that all took a few weeks. I kind of was waiting to hear. And I got the key on November 30th. And all of my regulars were very excited and went with me to the storage unit, got all the stuff out, and I didn't have to pay on December 1st for the storage unit, which was another answer to prayer. And so then kind of spent that month praying over it and setting it up and asking the Lord, you know, how he wanted the space to be and look. And it opened kind of a soft opening at the beginning of January, and then kind of have been opening it each Friday night ever since. And it's been a huge blessing. So right now kind of working on getting the word out. And at this point, I only have it open on Wednesday mornings from 11 to 12 noon. And then Friday nights from 7:30 to 10 p.m. For the public and or by appointment. So I am just praying for people who... And the Lord's assured me that there are people who will come to partner with me and open it up at other times so that more people have more opportunity to come and just spend time in prayer.
Yeah. Tell the audience exactly where it is. So if somebody does have an interest or know people that might have an interest, they can spread the news. So it's what's the name of that town again? And then where exactly is it?
Yeah. So it's 48 Main Street, Unit 2. In Henniker. And Henniker, New Hampshire, yes. And it's called The Living Room. And it's kind of a to the right of Daniel's restaurant. It's kind of a side door. It's not right on, you know, it doesn't face the street. It's kind of parallel to the street. And I have a website. It's www.thelivingroomhenniker.com. And yeah, so it's you can find out more information on there as well.
Yeah.
And, another cool point on that is that God called her to put it next to, you know, in the town of New England College. And you did some research, right? And what did you find about the presence of anything Christian there?
Yeah. So I was talking with, I reached out to a team member who just joined 24/7 prayer, who she's done, you know, campus ministry and been in higher ed her whole career. And she, you know, I called her to see how I could get connected to the college, you know, if she would give me pointers and help me know how to do that. She lives down south. And she said, well, let me call and let me see kind of what they have and look into it and see if what ministries there you can get connected to. And because I had already done my own research and couldn't find anything. And she called me and she said, Noelle, there is nothing. They have no ministries on campus. They have no religious clubs, nothing.
Wow.
And nothing for the students. And she said, so if we can get connected there, it's going to be a work of God, just like every step of this, of the way this has been. And I said, that's exciting to me. Let's do it. He can do it. So cool. So we're praying right now on how to get more connected and be a resource to college students there.
Yeah. And, you know, Kathy and I, we are in the middle of a series called Hearing God's Voice. And, you know, your story, first of all, it's just overwhelming. I'm almost speechless. It's so much joy, and it's beyond, you know, anything that we could imagine. And it's such a beautiful testimony of hearing God's voice. Each step of the way of, you know, and remember the Holy Spirit, we've talked about the Holy Spirit says, I'm going to tell you of things to come. But what he does is alert us and then say, you know, pay attention and follow. And I'm thinking of, you know, when you got that offer from that couple from Florida, it would have been real easy to say, okay, great, let's go sign the lease and let's go get it done. And God says, no, that's not it, you know, and okay, you know, and what it thrills me is that your beautiful heart to, okay, all right, now what, you know, now what, you know, go around the back. Well, there's nothing here, you know, now what, you know, and God is connecting dots. And you're at the very, you know, middle of this story, and you know, and we know that there's going to be a lot more to the story, but it's not up to you; it's up to following.
Definitely.
And so we're, you know, we want to rejoice over you and pray over you, and Kathy, let's make sure that we, you know, in a couple months we have her back, and let's keep up with the story.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, you know, it's been an adventure, and I had begged him, I want to hear your voice. I want to be on an adventure, but I'm naturally a planner. So this was hard.
Right.
This was hard to say, like, no, I'm going to give you each step. And right. Now it's been, you know, he was merciful to me. I ignored him, and he persisted, and I'm so grateful. I'm shocked that I have this privilege, but it is one of those things where I'm like, I am not making any move or taking another step unless you tell me. I have many people who give me great advice about it and wonderful suggestions, and I take them all to him, you know, but I'm like, I'm only going to follow your voice with this, because this is yours from start to finish.
That's right.
And I'm just excited to see what he's going to do. So yeah, I'm so grateful for this privilege of just getting to share how cool the Lord is and how fun.
Yeah. And it's a great, it also is a great, truth of, you know, when we think about God's will, we all tend to think, what am I supposed to do? And God says, actually, my will is about what I'm going to do. I'm inviting you to be the conduit of what I'm up to. And it's really about my kingdom work, and I'm having you join my kingdom work. And it could be personal, you know, it doesn't have to be even this grand of thing. It can be just, here's my steps for you right now, you know, and so thank you for sharing that just overwhelming to me story of the joy, the beauty, the power, the amazing connectivity of what God does, you know, to have you, you know, meet that guy at the back, you know, and it's just, it's just overwhelming, you know. So Noelle, thank you so much. We want to pray over you and Heavenly Father, the glory, your glory is so overwhelming. We really have nothing to say. It's something that is special. What a privilege that she has to be drawn into this place. And you chose her because of the heart and the ability to hear and the ability to follow. And so we just pray that what she's experiencing, we would all understand that's your heart toward all of us, that you want to do these magnificent things and put things together that only you can do. And the joy of her experiencing that is overwhelming, and we get to share in that. And so we just pray for favor, next steps. It'll be exciting to see what you're going to do next, particularly at that college. And the people you're going to connect with is all because she had a heart to follow. And we thank you, praise you, and rejoice over her and pray blessing over her and what you're doing in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Noelle, and for sharing that story. I know, absolutely know, it is going to be a huge blessing to so many people. So thanks again. And thank you, Rich, for having us on here.
Yeah.
And, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. So listeners, if you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministry.com. And Noelle, can you share one more time the website for the living room?
You said? Yes. www.thelivingroomhenniker.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much. And if you have questions, send them in to us. We look forward to seeing you next time. Take care.
We'll see you. We'll see you in Henniker. See you soon.
Please do.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.